If you found a precious stone, then you would keep it. If you really loved me, you would never leave me. Everybody knows it's all the same.
Kia ora and welcome to another exciting episode of Kick-Ass, Auckland's comprehensive art show brought to you every Sunday night at Planet FM 104.6 or live streamed at planetaudio.org.nz. Today I saw someone almost die by choking and now I feel very grateful to be here. I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but I did. So
good evening, everyone.
It's a lot to jump on straight away.
Yeah, I just, I have a new lease on life now. And I'm sure that he does too. And that's my story.
What happened? Can we start on that?
Yeah, you were just talking about assumed knowledge.
I was just talking about assumed knowledge. We shouldn't assume the knowledge of our listeners. I believe that he was eating what are they called? It's like wrapped. It's like a wrap and
like
it's deep fried kind of. And
like
you often eat them as like a little nibble.
A spring roll.
A spring roll. Oh, he was eating a spring roll, I believe. Then I thought that man is quite red.
He doesn't seem to be enjoying that.
He doesn't.
Roll.
Yeah. Has he got a cold? I'm hoping he has a cold. No, he seems to be choking. And then there was some slaps on the back and then everything seemed to be okay.
I thought you meant like someone was being strangled.
No.
I was like, you brought this up very conversationally to something which probably needs to be, you know, there's got to be a bit of context around it.
Attempted murder.
It was, I
attempted murder at a funeral, death at a funeral too.
I was about to say I attempted murder. That's not the case. All right, this is already going off topic.
Sorry.
To our listeners, welcome to the show. I'm Georgia Parker. Marianne will be in next week. So
you're stuck with me again.
Yeah, you're stuck with me again. But don't worry, because she'll be back next week. This is going to be a good show tonight. Liam's back. Welcome, Liam.
Hey, thanks very much.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic.
Full on.
Very, very full on.
How was your Friday night?
My Friday night was awesome. I went to Others Way, and it was manic. It was so much fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
That admittedly was the first time that I've been to Others Way.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole place is just absolutely humming. Like I'm more than happy to put my hand up and say that like I'm still relatively new to like the full K Road scene, and that was just so much fun. Yeah.
Nice.
And photographing it as well was just like immense, because it's like you're going from like I'd shot Miss June and Tiny Ruins in succession, so it's like I had like my camera gear being absolutely smashed to pieces, literally. And
sorry, just asking someone to open the door because for the people who just listen and do not come into the studio, it gets incredibly hot in here.
It does. It does.
Sorry, carry on.
No, it's fine.
Tiny Ruins, Miss June, and Succession.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, just getting everything smashed to pieces and then going and just, like, chilling out to this gorgeous angelic folk music, acoustic folk music. So, yeah, whiplashes all around.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It's really good that all the music is good. Because if you had to go, you were like real amped up and then had to go watch someone that was bad.
Yeah.
It would be a different story.
We're sending you along to shoot 15 different Nickelback covers bands.
What's it like?
God, yes. We can only dream.
What's it like competing with all the different photographers at a music gig? Because it sometimes seems kind of competitive.
It is a little bit competitive. Like, I've always said, oh, no, it's not like, you know, everyone's got a different eye for things and you're not really trying to, like, steal each other's shots or anything. That's you are definitely trying to steal each other's shots. There was like probably another 6 or 7 photographers that I saw, and it's like as soon as you see them, you're just like sizing each other up. It's just like, I reckon I can get in front of you, no questions. I'm going to ruin all of your shots.
And it probably helps that you're quite a tall man as well.
Yeah, I am 6'4", so there is that handy little addition. But by ruining all the other photographers' shots, you're also ruining half the audience's view of the acts, and I kind of feel bad about that.
Yeah, I saw some of Liam's photos from The Others Way today, and they are absolutely awesome. Where are they going to be published?
They are going to be published by Under the Radar. They will hopefully be available from around about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And BFM will also be circulating them, as far as I'm aware.
Nice.
I've got a question about being tall and being a photographer.
No, you can't ask it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you please go through the official channels and text Georgia?
Now, if we could just, okay, maybe we could do this as by way of introduction, because considering that we're kind of already launched into the what are we talking about? The show. Let's change the format up a little bit. When you've got something to say, if you haven't talked first, introduce yourself. So you have to start your question with an introduction.
All right. I'm Theo, and I play in a band. But my question about being tall and being a photographer,
yes,
to you, Liam.
Thanks.
I imagine it'd be like a huge plus being quite tall and shooting gigs.
Yeah.
But have there ever been situations where you've been like, wow, I wish I was like a lot smaller in this situation?
Yeah.
As a photographer, like, and not in any other situation, but like as a shooting
specifically gig. As a photographer, I will say yes, because I really like panning the front row and just like having like being able to move around, and like I've got really really long arms and I'm just like gangly as hell, and I'm always very very conscious that it's like people didn't come here to see a photographer's back, they came here to see a band.
You never know though. Like, well, have you asked them?
I don't know. I mean, what if you go to gigs to see photographers' backs, please text Georgia. We'd love to run a snap poll on this. You'll remember it from last week.
Last week I gave out my number to, what was the, I forget the reason why, but it was a good reason.
What does pinning the front row mean? I feel like...
Oh, just like...
Sorry,
could you introduce thoughts? What does pinning the front row mean?
I'm sorry, you just mispronounced your own band name. You're Karen from Spouts. We have had... Once we had a show where we tried with everybody in the room to get Spouts into the conversation as much as we possibly could. I feel like that would be bad taste with you actually in the room tonight, so maybe we could, you know, do something different.
Is Spouts like the new Hectic?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to bring back Hectic. So if you could try to get that into... What was our record?
I'm bringing Hectic back.
I think our record was 18 in one show, so if we could try to get Hectic into just more than 18.
Hello, Isaac from Timaru here. Did a Hectic actually ever leave?
I don't...
Where did Hectic go?
I don't know. Also, hey, Isaac, can I just give you a more proper introduction? Because last week I played your new single, your new Harco single, and then I said to the listeners that you were coming in, and I was really excited. So now you're here, and now the listeners are impressed with me.
That's really kind that you played my song. Thank you. You probably premiered it. So good work, because I don't think anyone else... I didn't send it to anyone else. Only you had it.
It was on Spotify.
Do people... does anyone use Spotify?
You're right, it was a premiere.
I don't know anyone who knows Spotify.
Yeah. I've listened to it on Spotify, like, a few times.
We're about to crack 100 plays.
Yeah. Well done.
100 plays is my first song, which
well
I'm really excited
done.
About.
Should we just play it quietly in the background? We don't even have to have any volume on it. It still counts as a play.
It does, thank you.
Let's get
I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, I've got another question for the people who are just listening and not in this room watching right now. Every time you talk into the microphone, you bring it up so close to your mouth that I have to turn it down. And then every time that Theo talks, I have to turn it back up. And, you know, my arm's getting sore. So I wonder if you could...
I'm sorry.
I wonder if you could talk like a reasonable length away from the microphone. I really appreciate it.
A tier one every sound man in New Zealand.
Yeah. I'm sorry!
So essentially in the room, we've got four different bands, and it's a great time. So we're going to talk about music, and we're going to play some music. And I wonder if anybody has a local jam that they would like to start us off with that we can play now.
Hi, I'm Louis. Could I please hear Harco's new song?
Yeah, well, wait, okay, so let's play. Okay, okay.
Oh, my God.
This is... What? What, Isaac?
I'm into it.
You're into it.
Sorry,
cool.
I'm into it.
Because we've got
it.
Two
He's
options.
Nervous.
We've got two options because we've got the one that was already released... But also, Isaac actually sent me an exclusive a couple of hours ago for us to play as well.
Ooh. Can I hear the new one?
Like the new one?
Yeah.
Or the new one? Okay, cool. But just talk amongst yourselves for a second while I open up the file.
This feels like an episode of Bouja.
It's just really hard for me because...
Just get the guitar in the background.
Everyone in this room, I guess, there are people listening who aren't us. It's weird thinking of them as bands. It was weird when Georgia said that because... We all know each other from hanging out outside of work, as you could say. Music, so it's really nice. I just like to say it's very nice to be here with everyone.
You never hang out with me outside of work.
Shh.
No, you do. I was just making a joke, so it wasn't very good. Didn't want to laugh. Carry on.
Everyone here is... I really like everything they do, so it's really nice to hang out with you. It's nice to see you again as well.
Yeah, I haven't heard
you. Not from Timaru. Nice to see you again.
Do you make music or do you just enjoy music?
I enjoy it.
Okay, cool. Have you ever made music?
Not well.
You can play Wonderwall.
Can you actually play Wonderwall?
Anyone bring an acoustic?
Will you play it tonight?
Yes. I will not pick up a guitar.
Don't do it, bro. Guitars suck.
You used to play. Did you ever play the guitar or just bass?
Yeah, I was a guitar. I played guitar for 2 Guitar Tones, bass for every other band.
Isaac's post guitar.
Yeah. So you would be, so you're pretty well known as that you played bass in Smalt. Sorry.
I played bass for Sports. Sports were in charge.
For quite a while. And also, obviously, that you were playing guitar and you were part of the duo that was 2 Guitar Tones. You can tell that it's a duo because it's got two in the name. But you've sold your instruments. Is that the case?
Yeah, I sold them. Well, I only ever played Kieran's guitar from Sports. Thank you for letting me play Kieran's. I never actually played the guitars that I owned anyway. Mm-hmm. So I should have sold them a long time. That was fiscal irresponsibility for me.
But now you're doing something totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Sorry, Jamie.
What are you doing and why?
We played a show at Cassettes 2 Guitar Tones about 2 years ago, and I actually remember being, like, really upset after it. Because I was like, what are we doing? I kind of had this, like, thing on stage where I just, like, had a complete out-of-body experience, and everything just happened. And I did not like it, but I just wasn't there. I was kind of like, what am I doing? And then I guess from that point to, like, maybe a month ago, it's been, like, slowly transitioning my life away from things that I just really wasn't, like, in the moment on or, like, actually invested in, which is a bad sign. You don't want to be not like, there for things. It's not a really good sign. So I just left all the stuff that was doing that and then essentially went, okay, what would I do if I was a person who had no idea, had nothing that I wanted to make but wanted to set something up that I think would work in how the music industry works today, if I didn't know anything about what happened in the 70s, 60s, 80s, 90s, like, if I just woke up today and wanted to make music, what would I set up? And I've just kind of set that up for myself. I don't know if it's going to work. I have no idea. It's all like...
What does that mean, though, to make it work? Like, if it works, what does that look like?
For me, it's just allowing me... my goal is to attain, like, financial independence, essentially.
Add stacks of cash.
As long as I can just, like, wake up and do my thing and I don't have to go to work and I can make whatever I want. Yeah, like, that's the goal. So, and I'm trying things other than what everyone else is, what the traditional means of making it there is. And I'm the whole thing is kind of figuring that out. So the stuff I'm doing now, it's going well right now, but in a year's time I could be getting nowhere and be like, fuck, none of that was actually going to work. It was all an experiment. So then I'll change the next thing after that. It's all about kind of figuring out if there's another way than just doing what everyone's been doing for like 70 years. And what that is. Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Can you come back in a year and tell us how it's going?
Yes.
Cool. And hopefully at that point, everybody will be like, you'll come in and we'll all be wearing like Harco t-shirts. And we'll like open up the Spotify and you'll have like 7 million listens.
I don't know about listens, but I'll have a lot of music on there. I just finished.
Seven million songs.
I think we're about to play. Are you going to play the second song I'm going to put out?
Yeah.
The album that this is off is already done, and I just finished basically the second album today.
When are you going to release this album that this track is off?
Probably in 2 weeks' time, I'd say.
Cool.
Then the first single off the second album will probably be about 2 weeks after that.
What's the song called?
The new one?
Yeah.
Lo-o-o.
How do you spell
that? How do you spell lo-o-o?
What does that mean?
Lo-o-o?
Is that Timaru dialect?
Yes. Farlap once neighed it after winning a Melbourne... If you don't know, Farlap's from Timaru.
Okay,
Australian in the room, no, Farlap's from Australia.
Farlap is from Timaru, you thief.
Okay, I don't mean to sound like critical, but maybe like a good step in becoming really making it work is to name your songs that people can say easily on the radio.
Yeah, I will. I just
I thought this was funny.
Tomorrow, Georgie Fame are going to be like, and this is the new one from Harko. What's it called again? Lowo.
Lowo. Low. It really frees you up when you have two albums ready to put out. You're just like, does this one really matter? Does this song name really matter? Because there's another album coming.
Actually, on that note.
I mean, I feel like as long as you, like, say it with a degree of sensibleness, sensibility.
How do you say
it? Like, when you said it just then, you were like, lowo. And it, like, worked fine there.
How
like,
is that spelled?
What's the most serious, can I hear the most serious way to say that? It's this. This is what you have to say seriously.
We're getting it written out for us.
Lowo.
Lowo.
Lowo. Say it.
I can't. Theo. I can't. You know what? If you hadn't shown me how it was spelt, I probably could have done it. But now that I know it's spelt like that.
To know that Lowo has got a dash in it has just changed a lot.
So, wait, is that L-O-W-0-0-0?
That's what it says on
there. Oh, zeros.
Oh, it does.
That's what it says on there. But every
I thought that was like, you know when you take a photo and then then you download it on your computer and then you get like a code name?
Do you like Kanye West, Georgia?
No. No? Oh, mic just dropped. That was good timing.
Mic drop.
That was amazing.
Kanye's in the building.
Kanye West put out some albums this year, and Pusha T's one, and the Kids He Goes. They all have 7 songs on them. He has this whole thing about the magical number 7. We can get into that later. Magical number 7 is a great thing. So I, for whatever reason, again, like this whole thing is trying to not make decisions too quickly. Every song on the album has 7 characters in it, and the album name has 7 letters in it, and there's 7 songs. And this is the file name on my Zoom recorder that I record all my music into when I saved low, and then it made up the rest. So that's the name.
That's great. When we get back, can we talk about how I find it uncomfortable saying the name of one of your singles, Spots?
Which one?
Which one?
Well, is that to come after the break?
Yeah.
Cool. I look forward to finding out which one.
Tune
in soon.
I think you know which one. All right, this is Lo-o-o-o from... Thank you. Sorry, everyone. I don't know what happened there, but the song just stopped. I'm going to try fix it.
It's a hard finish.
Sorry, we got no. Hey, so sorry about that hard finish there, Isaac.
Fade out to cop outs, they say, boys.
I don't know what happened, but conveniently I did actually have another song queued up, which is a song. So that was Lo-O-O from Haiko, and now by Sports, we've got Piss in the Wind.
Ah, that's what you.
You can't say that on the radio.
I just, it's not that I
Is it the whole phrase?
It's the whole phrase. It's not that I have a problem with saying the word piss. It's just the whole idea.
Is that like you're meaning like literally pissing in the wind? Is that?
That's the thing that I struggle with.
Yeah, everyone does. It's not easy. It's not nice.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's not the act that I struggle with, it's the phrase that I struggle with.
Interesting.
I can't say I've ever tried.
Yeah,
but
more of a...
that's more something to talk about off the air. All right, so this is Piss in the Wind by Sports.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Sometimes
Are we on here?
I think we are.
We've still got no Georgia.
We've still got no Georgia. Hey, it's Liam. This is terrifying. There's so many buttons in front of me. So that was Piss in the Wind by Spaltz. Oh, thank God, Georgia's back.
No, 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 you just stay there. I was actually standing, just listening.
Did it on purpose?
Hallway. No, the song is coming to an end and I thought, this is funny.
That's subjective.
But you do a great job. You're doing a great job.
I'm in the big red chair, though. I feel like I'm commanding the room. I don't know what I'm going to do with the room now that I'm commanding it.
Hey, but can you tell us the story about the recording of that? Because I actually didn't know that story.
Yeah, we had a whole another version of the song recorded. They all finished recording and then...
And mixed, yeah.
And then we started playing it live differently. Actually, Isaac, when he was playing bass for us, started playing the end bass riff, and then we wrote a whole nother section for it, and then we decided to re-record it. So we went with Eddie from Dictaphone Blues and re-recorded all the drums with him, and then I had to go and re-record all the guitars. It's better, though. The old version wasn't as cool.
So is that right that there's, like... So now there's, like, two different versions in what we just heard, and that it's split. So you've got, like, the first recording and then the second recording finishes it off, or is that not quite right?
They do. Like, they are the same pretty much up until... towards the end of the song, apart from a couple of late.
It was just all the guitars and stuff from the first half. And, yeah, the second half is a complete different session.
Yeah.
Completely different. But I think a lot of the vocals are all from the same session. Obviously, the second half of the song doesn't have any vocals, so that was easy. But to make it sound more consistent, we redid all the drums. So I went in and redid the drum track from scratch, which was great because we got to mess around with it. With the sounds and the recording.
And Eddie's so much fun.
And Eddie's great. He gets real good performance.
Is he at the lab?
Yeah.
He's got his own little studio. Like, he's not in the main room. He just has, like, a permanent studio there.
Okay.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
There seems to be a lot of people starting to go there to record. Yeah. It's, like, becoming a little, you know, like, in the same way that a lot of people go to Roundhead, and now they've got the new... studios at Parachute that are really good, but I'm hearing the lab come up more and more, and especially with local indie rock bands.
Yeah, what? Miss June did Lab, eh? Minnie Simmons did Lab.
Do you guys do Lab?
Daffy's did Lab.
We did Lab.
Davidals did Lab.
Daffy's, that's a good one.
Have you ever recorded at the Lab?
Yeah, you can't hear that.
No.
Cool.
He's country, though.
I have not.
At least it really sticks with indie rock.
Where do country people record? Where do you record if you do country?
A lot of people record at Roundhead, or not at all.
What about Benny Edwards?
Ben Edwards.
You'll go see him.
Yeah. That's South Island, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of the South Island folks go there.
Louis, I have a question for you.
Yes, Isaac.
Do you think that you, knowing us in the more indie rock world,
yes.
Do you think that you as a country artist have to approach recording differently because of the form of the music, or compared to, say, how you imagine Daffodils or Two Cartoons or Sportswood?
I don't really know how you guys would approach it, so I mean, what's the general sort of role?
I just feel like, is there a higher standard in the form for, like, your song has to be recorded in this way, in a sense, or...?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty standard to sort of do a guide and then sort of redo over that, but I don't... Yeah.
Because I feel like some country music would have to be, like, a lot cleaner in outcome of sound, like, so you wouldn't be able to maybe... It sound a bit wonky trying to do it in your, like, bedroom, for example.
Yeah, I think when there's sort of, like, less effects and more clean, if you're recording, like... especially like acoustic things and sort of straight instrument tones, it's like, I think the like quality of the mic and the recording, and that makes a lot, like, a big difference, and obviously not more of a difference than, but yeah.
I feel like maybe if you're doing like strictly acoustic sounding stuff, it'd be a lot easier to do it in your bedroom, but like with a full with a full band, like, you've got studio time's probably relatively valuable.
Yes.
You work on a number of different projects, don't you?
In a few, yeah.
In different acts, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing with those acts right now?
Right now I'm kind of not really playing any other acts, aside from my own. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of taking five or not in the recording process, which is when I do a lot of them. But, yeah, just focusing on my own stuff at the moment, which has been fun. Playing gigs and hopefully lining up some recording that's coming up soon for some singles.
Nice. At Roundhead, not at the lab.
Not sure.
You could try the lab.
Yeah. break the ice.
Work with Eddie Castle, though.
From the lab.
Well, he's in the lab.
Oh, right,
but I would love to see what. Yeah.
Cool.
You filter through Eddie. Eddie has a great filtration system.
Cool.
How about you guys, Defs? What are you guys up to? Musically. Aside from just killing it, going global last night.
Hi.
I've seen you all over the Instagrams.
Thanks, Joy. This is other Louis from Defs here.
Hey, Louis.
Do you guys call yourselves the Defs?
Well, all our friends in Wellington call us the Defs, and now it's kind of in my head.
I usually just say the band.
Yeah, usually. We don't really need to say it that much.
I think that's a different band altogether.
The band.
The band. You don't know that, though.
That's a really cool name, bro. You should...
The band?
Yeah. I think that could fly, actually.
We'll finish our EP in terms of recording, and it's...
This will be your first EP?
Yes.
It's crazy how successful you guys are without having released like a body of work.
Stop laughing at me.
Isaac keeps laughing at us.
Isaac doesn't think that's successful.
You guys were going to open for Foles and you don't have an EP out. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that is
thank you. We've got some like dates for stuff in the next few months for release. So it'll be like relatively soon that stuff starts coming out. But it's like a lot more mature sounding, I think, than it was.
This month, maybe.
This month. There will be more new music.
In the month of September.
In the month of September, and then October. Possibly in the month of October as well.
Isaac, what's going on?
Is there something you'd like to share with the room?
I'd like to say, like, I think it's crazy what Daffodils have done. To be honest, like, I've never seen me over here, but like I've had friends that are doing really well and doing successful, but like you guys are without having an EP as well as having those singles. Bloody good, mate. It's bloody good. Proud of you boys.
Okay, so I have an idea.
Thank you,
just
I
to
love
totally
you.
Change the trajectory. And by that I mean that I'm gonna force you guys to do something because I think it's funny and also I'm curious. What Liam and I are going to do is we're going to queue up a bunch of music. I'm going to say three songs. Three songs? Do you think that's long enough?
Quinn the Human had two songs.
Had two songs.
What makes you guys
But they are one band, whereas this isn't a band.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I'm going to say three songs, and we'll queue up music that is related to people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, get you all together, write a song, and then do it, perform it live.
Wait, so so you're playing three songs?
We're going to play three songs, okay. So you guys will have time.
Three songs time.
Okay.
If you could actually just do it, like, in the green room, which is the kitchen area, because number one, it's cooler, like, temperature-wise. Also, that's better because then we don't get to hear the song while we do the desk.
They want to talk crap about us while we're
This
outside.
Is amazing. So this is going to be a super group. It's going to be a super group.
Is that a cowbell?
Oh, my gosh. You guys have actually bought instruments.
I've got that little...
This is incredible. Okay, cool. Can you please press play on a Daffodils track? Can you please do a Leo Underwater? Because that's my favorite Daffodils track.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. A Leo Underwater by Daffodils coming right up.
Let's do it. I'd just like to apologise about accidentally changing that song halfway through, but this is a great one. This is Devil Soul by Swampland. Yeah. So there's this really fun thing happening on my Spotify right now. When I pick a song, it doesn't pick what's next in the queue. It likes to play that song again. So I apologize for the listeners. It's not me being inept at my radio DJing. It's my Spotify. But anyway, currently in our kitchen, we have a range of musicians, of which you are hearing their proper professional, absolutely fantastic recorded music. They are merging together into a spontaneous supergroup and writing us a song to premiere live in the studio at the end of this song that you're listening to right now, which is called The Rum Man by Sports. It's actually my favourite sports song, and I'm going to play it from the beginning, actually, because it's fantastic, and I'm sure that the boys would appreciate an extra minute or so. So this is The Rum Man by Sports. Enjoy it, and we will be back in about 4.5 minutes time.
Yeah.
was The Rum Man by Sports. We do actually have, sorry, Spouts. We do actually have Sports in the studio along with a range of other musicians, of which you just heard some of which you just heard some of their songs. We just heard some Swampland, and we just heard some of The Band as well. The Band being Daffodils, not being Bob Dylan's band. Yeah, you guys were in the original The Band, eh?
Robbie Robertson.
Sorry, your mics are not actually up. There you go.
That's right. That's right, it doesn't matter.
All right. It was a joke.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so in that little song break, you guys did actually go, what's your supergroup name?
The band.
Oh, okay.
The band.
You guys are The Band, and you just went and wrote what I asked if it was good, and Isaac said no, and then Theo said it's a great modern classic.
Contextually, it's amazing.
It's easy.
Can you call it the song?
We wrote a song in 2.5 minutes.
You just said that we wrote a song in 2.5 minutes. It was definitely more than 2.5 minutes.
Okay, but
after Isaac stopped talking, it was 2.5 minutes.
I'm sorry, Georgia. What's the quickest time you've written a song?
Look, this isn't about me, Isaac. Oh, actually, Isaac, while I've got you here, I've got another question. You know how you put some GoPros up?
One.
Do they have mics?
No, I need the audio from this.
Okay, nice. Because on the song break, Liam and I had a deep, deep heart to heart.
And I'll be able to hear that through the camera. Yeah, I filmed.
And I was like,
that'll be my own personal
collection. And I was like, well, I was not so much worried about you listening to it, but I was more worried about the world.
Yes, don't worry, I will not share that with anyone. Would we be able to sing our song for you now? Because I'll forget it if we don't sing it.
So. I'd just like to butt in there and just say that what a pleasure. I'd just like to say it's been a pleasure working with you guys. It's been a dream of mine. I'd like to say, on the song we've got 6 strings.
Okay.
We've got a jam block. We've got drumsticks. I don't know if you know how they make drumsticks, but it's wood.
Okay.
Guitars, wood.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Basically, there's a lot of wood in this band.
Okay. Hey, Theo, you know how we talked earlier on about Isaac speaking too close into the mic? It's kind of like if you could imagine me walking right up to your ear and talking at a normal volume, but I'm like about a centimeter away from your ear.
He actually does that as well, is the weird thing.
Yeah, you just did that as well. Anyway, okay. Do you need me to count you in?
No.
Okay. When you're ready.
Music is easy.
Music is a piece of cake.
It's so easy. That's why I do it.
Not for the rooties or the dates.
Get no dates. I'm a music superstar.
David Bro taught me how to write a chorus. Little Mom taught me how to bake.
I'm a music superstar. I entirely forgot how that went.
Isaac, you can't do the rhythm of that.
You were carrying that.
It's called jazz improvisation.
That was spectacular.
That was the song by The Band.
That was by The Band. What was it called? Music Superstar.
It's called I Would Like to Apologize to Anyone Who Was Listening.
What I like the most about it is it was recorded on the radio, so we can listen to it again and again.
That's actually what I like least about it.
Hey, so if you could... So, you know how I was talking earlier to Theo about about, like, if you speak really close into the mic.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, what exactly were you saying?
So you just have to speak, like, a little bit further away from the mic, otherwise it's kind of like you're yelling. But you're doing really well. That was a great song. I felt that it was great.
Strongly.
Now I'm babbling. Okay, what does it take to write a good song? If you had one piece of advice.
Someone who's good at instruments.
Someone who's good at instruments.
Yeah, that's true.
A visionary.
A visionary.
Like him.
Isaac's going to say something. Is it going to be a joke?
No. Do you think you need instruments to write a good song? Face?
No. Did you take an instrument? A voice is an instrument.
Yeah, but just as a voice an instrument?
You need some kind of sound, generally.
Mm. Louis, it's amazing to me that you've got headphones in so you can hear what you sound like, but you're still talking into a microphone.
I just didn't want to be too close.
Generally, some kind of thing that makes sounds is helpful.
Okay.
Whether that's a voice or a digitech or a guitar.
Would a performance of silence be considered music?
No, it'd be bad.
No, there was a really, really successful album that was like 12 tracks of nothingness.
You're talking about Wolfpack.
That was Wolfpack, right? Exactly.
Yeah, wait,
no, there was someone
wait,
who
did. What?
Yeah, no, there was one where.
434, isn't it called?
I think it might have been 353.
It was
an orchestra being sung for 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
And that is like a legit. There's like a legitimate classical composition where you perform the silence, but you're meant to. Timings for you shifting in your seat.
And there's sort of people.
Is that music?
Like playing notes.
Can I try something quickly?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Siri, what is music?
Here's some information.
Dictate.
Siri's a bit lazy.
Is it a Wikipedia page?
It's Sunday night. Yeah. I get it, Siri. We're not dissing you. One thing that I found hilarious about one of the Wolfpack songs is that someone posted it on YouTube and there was no noise whatsoever and it got taken down for copyright.
Really?
It was a copyright infringement. There was like you could look at the levels coming out of your laptop and there was flat, sorry, and it was flatlined and it got taken down for copyright infringement. Wow. How meta is that?
Wait, so this is actually a legit thing?
It's completely
that
legit.
They actually released an
to
album.
Raise money for a tour and they asked
why don't we put it on?
They asked their fans to stream it while they slept.
So someone
should we put it
silence?
On in the background?
It's already been playing.
Yeah, can we put it on, please?
They
well, they took
it
352.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, mate.
Wait, which album is it? Do we know what album it is?
Oh, this is it. This is it.
No, but legit.
Nah, Spotify would have taken it down because they were earning money off it without actually putting music up. But
hey, that's still subjective.
They still paid them the money, though. And they funded a whole tour and made it free for all their fans. It's part of what, like, blew them up.
Do you think that people would find the show more relaxing to listen to? Not that it's not already incredibly relaxing. If we put, like, rain noise in the background.
I'd be for that.
It would make...
I'd like to make a correction that it was 433, not 352.
That's if you ever wanted to know exactly how much silence you can fit into 4 minutes and 33 seconds, just go and listen to that song.
Have you heard the extended version?
The radio edit.
Isaac, next Wednesday, can you remix it for us?
Harco rework.
Sorry, I'll do it next week. I've already done the one for Tuesday.
Okay.
Seriously, though, tell us about what you're doing with that. So every week you are taking a song off Spotify and you're sampling it and reworking it. Is that essentially right?
Yes. That is,
How does that work?
Well, I've got a sampler and I just play the Spotify song.
What's a sampler?
It's something that can capture music for you and then you can take that bit of frequency and then manipulate it if you've got more stuff to do, which is what the box I use is. No computers, just a really kind of weird drum computer.
Is it like YouTube to MP3?
It's a bit like, honestly, it is a bit. Taking it from Spotify?
Yeah.
I have to compress and do stuff on the box,
I do think it's interesting, though, because a lot of the stuff that you've shown us is things that you've done just from, like, the track that is out that exists, whereas, like, a lot of people will do remixes from the stems of songs.
Yeah, those people have friends who send them stems of their songs so that they can remix them for them before they're out, but I'm building up to that. I offer people... I'll totally do a remix for you, but
eyebrows around the room.
But I the thing. Yeah, I just don't wait for that. I guess other people are like, wait till they're legitimate artists to do that, but I just like, fuck, their music's already on Spotify, I can take it. So I just did that.
Have you managed to get your hands on the stems of 433 yet?
No, I'm gonna, that's next week though, see how fucking dancey silence can be.
What's the legality around just like taking...
So, it's not technically legal. I would say.
I believe it's called illegal.
It's not, so yeah. It's not entirely legal. If they chose to copyright claim me, they would be entitled to the money. They could take it down if they wanted to.
Right.
But music seems to have a kind of culture at the moment where I think most artists are pretty cool. They understand that that's going to put the song into different places, so they're actually going to they'll probably take the money if it gets big enough where people start realizing I might have to stop, or they'll start taking the money, I guess. But it's not a money earner for me. It's just so I have something weekly that I can put out, and it's good practice.
I
also think it's really interesting, just like on another note in regards to like what makes a good song as well, as I think like with the rise of like YouTube and all of the monetization issues that they've had.
What monetization issues?
So like with YouTube, there's been a lot of copyright problems with people using music or like footage and people claiming it in dodgy ways. But I think that's interesting how that applies to music as well, because like sampling songs has been around for way longer than something like YouTube has, but that platform existing has brought up new conversations around sampling stuff too. And so in a culture where that sampling's been a thing for ages, having now bringing more copyright issues up into the light makes it, I feel like there's a chance it'll make it slightly more complicated for people to have that creative freedom with sampling music, which is like a completely legitimate way of making music. And I think there's still some people out there that don't really recognize it as such. But I'm really curious to see like what effect those kind of copyright problems have on sample music as well.
It's a lot to do with like how we consume it as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's just through YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's one platform.
But it's changing Spotify songs as well.
Yeah. So there's like a good podcast called like Switched On Pop, I believe it's called. And there's like a good episode on how that's actually changing the way people are making music, the way we consume it.
Oh, like so shorter songs.
Yeah. So they were noticing intros were like really small and you were kicking straight into the song.
It's like 7 seconds or something.
The songs were like two minutes. The songs were becoming 2 minutes. So you could put more up.
It's like Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Really short.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Exactly, that's what they talk about.
Yeah. Apparently that song like has, just that song in general, is like now, there's someone who talked about it being, that might have been the same podcast that you're talking about, I'm not sure because I haven't listened to it, but there was someone who talked about that song like actually being...
Old Town Road.
Potentially becoming like the standard for how labels will look at music for streaming.
Yeah,
interesting. So
like with the lengths of everything, making it like just short enough that you're not more, satisfied enough with one play. But
is that the Billy Ray Cyrus song?
That song is a terrible song.
Oh, I absolutely disagree.
I'm not satisfied with one play because
it's... Lil Nas X is the coolest dude. He's actually so cool. But
why do you like that song, too? I'm not... I'm curious.
Banger. It's interesting because it's like... Let me waffle on too long, but like...
I'm going to just...
I had a point there somewhere.
On his opinion on Old Town Road.
I have none.
So there were other...
Is it
like
a country song?
Yeah.
Well, I do think that's an interesting question, because I think that every genre, right, like, there's... If you think about what defines a genre, whether it's certain motifs or instruments or sounds or ways of producing it or themes or whatever, then, I mean, it's pretty far removed from, like, the base of country music. But, I mean, if you listen to other things that... As things evolve...
Yeah.
I choked like George's friend today. As things evolve, those motifs
one
change.
Hour callback. Yeah.
They change. Right. I mean, maybe it is similar to...
It's on the cutting edge.
Exactly, maybe if there's... I mean, there's country music that now has sort of trap beats and whatnot, and I suppose it is related to that.
That same podcast goes real in-depth on that song, and, like, figures out, goes into the charts and looks at the history of the charts and why they changed the names of the charts. Mm. And, like, it definitely breaks it down.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
This wasn't new metal rap.
Like, kind of the same. You know how new metal had a lot of rap. Would you have called that rap?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I think music's changed a lot since, you know, the band released their song where they said music is a piece of cake.
Satire.
I will just say quickly, I believe that that song does reflect that music is easy.
I would definitely say that Old Town Road is somehow more country than a lot of Florida Georgia Line songs. And I'm not trying to call them out, but that band is terrible.
What are we talking about?
Florida Georgia Line.
I don't know who that is.
Why do you think that Old Town Road is more country than that?
I thought that was a genre. Yeah. I thought that was a scene, like...
I need to do
some
more research.
Western emo.
Midwestern emo.
Oh,
okay. Emo revival.
I have a question. You know how everybody has, like, that one pop icon that they just... they hate. They absolutely hate. Like, I can't do Katy Perry. I can't do it. I mean, in the same way that I cannot do this song. What's yours?
Good question, Georgia. I'm going to fill in a little bit of time while everyone figures out. And I'll take my turn afterwards. Who's ready?
It's just such a strong word.
I really like Katy Perry.
But do you not have an artist that you just like, I can't do it?
It feels like someone I just don't get, maybe.
Probably Florida Georgia Line.
I think it changes a lot, through high school and stuff, you had people you hated, but not necessarily for any good reasons.
Metro station.
What's wrong with Metro Station? There's a lot wrong with Metro Station.
Yeah, how long have you got?
You're wrong.
I don't know if this is going to be controversial or not, but Lana Del Rey. I just don't get it.
You wouldn't say that you hate her.
No, I don't hate anyone.
But
I think not getting what an artist is doing is like completely fine, valid.
Of course, but what's the biggest artist you don't get?
I think it's a lot easier to talk about an artist you don't get the hype around, and you know, someone that's overrated. And I'm the same with Lana Del Rey because she's so highly praised, but I don't quite get it.
It's like Bad Best Coast.
I mean, I only really listened to like a bit of Lana Del Rey until like a couple of weeks ago, and I had like a proper listen to it, and I kind of get it a lot more after having spent some time listening to it.
I'm the same. Yeah. I never really got it beforehand, but I've actually like sat down and chewed through a couple of albums. Yeah. Like,
she's a really good songwriter.
She had she dropped a new album on Friday, I think it was. New album, and it is awesome. It's really, really good. Wildly profane as per, like it's just such like ballsy music, like just the themes around it, and it's just I get it a lot more now. I didn't before, but I do now.
Never say never.
I will never say never.
Are you trying to talk shit about Justin Bieber?
Bieber's got bangs.
Because Bieber is.
He's mine. he's mine. Like, I don't.
He was so good.
Oh,
that,
don't even get me started.
Is this too late not to say sorry? It's
a great song.
I love that song. Perfect pop song. It's like the it's like the Dominic Fike song before Dominic Fike.
Who's Dominic Fike?
Three nights
at the Mondo.
I was gonna bring this up. Do not like the song.
He's associated with Brockhampton, but he's his own thing. He's kind of like a pop.
I like Brockhampton.
Kind of like a pop. He's
Justin Bieber's amazing.
You can tell how strong, if you're wearing headphones, you can tell how strongly Theo feels about Justin Bieber because he says it with such loud passion.
He says it really close to the microphone. Whilst also eating the microphone.
Did you watch the Justin Bieber Comedy Central roast?
Yeah, like, wasn't that ages ago?
Am I not allowed to make references to things that are old?
No, it's just one of
them. No,
if there was like a more recent one that had come out.
Yeah, it's actually been showing up on my YouTube algorithm as well. So why? I don't understand.
It's because Isaac's been watching it.
Everybody's got zucked.
He uses your Gmail.
Yeah, we're all algorithmic.
Once you've watched everything it can recommend you, it goes back to what you were recommended originally.
Wait, Ashley?
No.
No, that's when you end up like 3 o'clock in the morning watching videos on how to play the harmonica. You're like, I don't have a harmonica. I'm supposed to be studying.
It's very interesting, though.
This is why I suck. This is why I basically dropped out of half of my degree. Yeah, I spent too much time finding out how to play make-believe harmonicas.
Wait, actually?
Completely understand.
You watching a harmonica?
See, yeah, I have got a harmonica now, though. And it's really funny because I'm going back through watching these videos, and the first one that I searched for, I was like, I recognize this from second year!
Did you pick up the harmonica and just, like, through osmosis, you were, like, really good?
Or? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Through osmosis?
Yeah, I mean, he just has them playing in the background, I assume.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like the cartoon?
Yeah, I just have someone follow me around playing harmonica, just hoping it'll just, like, filter and...
Yeah, so
turns out it works really well.
A couple of weeks ago, I bought a harmonica, and I was like, I'm going to learn this. How hard can it be? And then I learned that they come like with different they come with different letters.
Keys.
And like you can keys. So you can't just like pick one up and be able to like
play
a song. Yes,
you can. You should get a chromatic harmonica.
Oh, no, those are ridiculously hard to
get. That might be
What does a chromatic...
They're also about 10 times more as expensive.
A chromatic harmonica can play every note.
It's basically like a keyboard for your mouth.
Yeah, so like it's harder to play, but otherwise you can get ones for each key.
That sounds more confusing for me, considering that I didn't even know that they came in different...
Keys.
The one that I have is a C. Do you think
that's
easy?
The best one.
That's fine. You don't
But it also might be an A.
Those are both good ones.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Could someone teach me how to play it?
Brad.
Just blow into it and then suck into it sometimes.
I would have to say the sucking is a lot more important than you're making it out to be.
Wait, you suck a harmonica?
I think what he means is you like take an intake of breath.
Yeah, that's how you bend.
That's sucking.
I think it's breathing in.
Breathing before you blow.
No, because sucking is more of a
breathing in through the harmonica.
Saliva,
right?
Which is sucking.
Yeah.
Should we call it drawing?
Sucking involves lips.
I've actually found
breathing in doesn't.
Oh, okay, no, that's quite enough.
And just
you don't breathe some nips and you suck in some nips.
All right, and just before we get a complaint, here is some comfort by Hans Fuckett where we finish this conversation.
That was the technical conversation.
I was like, this is not working. Then I realized that it's because I turned the volume down on my Spotify. That's my bad. But okay, I am actually going to play a song because it's good.
I'm allowed to keep to myself. You're allowed to consider your health. Got no poverty, got no wealth. It's cold. Come.
so good. That song is so good. Isaac said something that hadn't occurred to me, but absolutely makes sense. Hans Puckett, little bit Dave Dobbin-esque.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
oh, did anybody see Blam 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 last week? No.
No.
Okay, cool.
How was it?
Is it the I didn't see it, but I heard that it was great. What? Blam Blam Blam.
What songs?
You don't know Blam Blam Blam?
No.
They are like a throwback act with, what's his name? Don McGlashan. Yeah. Don McGlashan, who I feel humiliated that I just blanked on his name, because he's like my...
As you should.
Yeah, because he's just like ultimate, like, New Zealand, like, I have mega love for Don McGlashan.
He was like a comedian, wasn't he? I watched that Funny As thing, and he was in it, I'm pretty sure.
Was he?
Yeah, in some, like, group, like Flight of the Conchords-esque.
Huh.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords, right?
That would be a good parody, Flight of the Conchords.
Can you parody a comedy act, or does it just end up being a bit tacky?
Tacky is subjective.
Does it cancel out and become completely serious?
Well, two negatives does make a positive.
Are we doing a version of Hippopotamus?
Whose lyrics are bottomless? And that's when you play 433.
Yeah, they sampled it.
I don't know what we were talking about.
We were talking about Hans Puckett and how they're really good. And then we were talking about Blam Blam Blam. I'm curious actually to know if it was good. If you're listening and you saw Blam 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 last week, give me a call. My cell phone number. I'm going to give it my cell phone number again. It's 021-127-2904. That's 021-127-2904. Give us a call and... No, Theo, I can see you
literally looking at a studio phone right now.
No, but I don't know how to use it. And tell us if it was good, because I heard it was good. But I just, you know, Don McGlashan, nice time. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. So I'm wondering if you had, because I really respect your guys' opinions, because I think that you make beautiful music and I think that you're beautiful people inside and out. I feel weird about saying that. That was weird.
Nice, though. It's very nice.
Thank you.
It's
thank
partially you. True. If you could pick
what part
one,
is partially?
If somebody said to you, say you met someone and they were like, hey, your music's cool. I want to listen to another local act that you think's really good. Who would you pick?
Wax Chattels.
Wax Chattels. That was in a second.
Yeah, that's the only band you need.
They are fantastic.
Miss June.
Great.
Louis Charlotte and the Lonesome.
You can't have two.
Oh, sorry.
Theo.
Oh,
Ben Woods.
Who's Ben Woods?
Pressure's guy. Some real beautiful songs, yeah.
What's it like? He played it Out This Way as well, I think. Yeah.
What's that song, Romancey? It's really like eerie. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Slow, very chilled out, sit on the couch.
Ben Woods.
Ben Woods was... around the local Christchurch scene when we were starting in a different band. And he's been in a few different bands, but it's like, this band is amazing.
The song's called Lozenge.
Yeah, Lozenge. This is the most upbeat song, but it's a bit of a red herring, though, because the rest of the songs are, like, chilled.
You don't listen to it right now.
Sorry,
you're not wearing headphones, you can't hear it. I'm just putting it on in the background. I've been doing some quite sophisticated little bits that you wouldn't have picked up on during the show.
She's had a lot of sound effects going.
Yeah. I've been...
If you were doing that would have been amazing without, like, any of us knowing.
What about y'all?
Sean's birthday.
Great, really?
Great local band.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean really as in... Because I think that Sean's birthday are great. I just didn't expect it to come out of your mouth. They're a great band.
They're just like a great local live band, you know? That
always
was the question,
time,
wasn't it?
They're great.
Literally
good,
have never
choice.
Had a bad time watching them.
Yeah.
Solid choice. And they have a song about helicopters.
I've guest played bass on that.
Wow. Nice.
I got told that I could once, but then they didn't. No, but they didn't someone else just started playing it.
Hey, you once told me that I could play the drums for sports.
Yeah, exactly. That's based off when Jake from Sean's B-Day actually filled in for drums for sports on Big Fresh at one of our gigs.
Cool. Well, I also actually can't play the drums.
Learn it.
That's simple.
It's a good thing then
I'll teach you. Okay, I'll teach you the rum, man. At the next sports fest at the Chili Farm, we'll get you out there.
You don't have to worry about letters. Awesome.
Oh, I know the names of the drums. There's a kick. There's a tom-tom.
Yeah.
Or is it just a tom?
Tom-tom. Tom-tom.
There's a snare.
Yeah.
There's two cymbals.
Yeah. Well, as many as you want, but two cymbals. Not if you're normally. Yeah.
And that's all the drums.
Hi-hat. You're missing the hats.
Georgia, I honestly, I hope you. I hope you know the names of the letters as well.
Go on.
A.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
D.
Mm-hmm.
E. E. Sharp. Wait, they all have sharps.
Oh, so close.
He is the, like, one of the two that doesn't have a sharp.
You couldn't have botched that any harder if you tried.
I'm
going to clip that out and make it seem like you can't do the alphabet. I'll voice over in. Georgia, can you do the alphabet? And you'll go A. B.
I'm getting quite desperate, and I'm getting to this point in my career where I'm like, I listen to songs and I know what it sounds like, but I don't know any of the knowledge about it. And it's like I just learned what a pre-chorus was, and I know what it is. I just didn't know the name of it. That's pre-chorus. It's a thing. And that's my story.
How
that's good.
That's music for me. Eh?
Both Louis can do music theory quite well.
Can you teach me? I'll honestly, I'll pay someone to teach me the words so I sound legit.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one has ever played.
Did everybody give us their band? Because I just learnt a band, and that was exciting. Well, I learnt an act, Ben Woods, and that was exciting.
I'll drop a couple. I'll drop Pikachu's in Christchurch, and I'll drop Macho Macho in Wellington, and they are two bands that are playing with us on our New Zealand tour coming up.
Yeah.
Macho Macho.
Shameless.
If people want to grab tickets and come and see, can you just quickly give us the deets?
It's all on UTR.
Being under the radar.
Under the radar, undertheradar.co.nz. Tickets are there. You can find sports on Facebook at
Sports. Thank you.
Yeah, that is SPAWTS. You can find us at the band Sports on Spouts on all socials.
Sorry, guys.
Tickets are up, yeah.
Sorry, Theo's just putting his hand up.
Oh, no.
You are, mate?
Stretching. Okay, cool. Hey, Kieran, I don't think you gave us a band.
He gave Ben Woods.
I said Ben Woods.
Oh, you gave Ben Woods. Okay, sorry. Did you give us a band name?
No, I didn't. Oh, man. I'm kind of biased, but I'm going to say Minnie Simmons.
Just kidding, I managed.
No, I... not anymore!
They're good. They're a good band. They're a great band.
They're fantastic. They're so well managed as
They're so well managed.
It's really mostly the management.
We're actually at the end of the show.
I go just for the management.
Same.
We're actually at the end of the show. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Thank you.
You're all invited back on the 22nd, where we're going to have Joe's Van in and also Beachwear. We could have more of you in the room, and we could do
a bigger song.
We could
do it doesn't mean it's going to be at least three times.
We could do a battle of the bands. I'm going to take us out to some Midnight Youth, basically, because Jeremy Remmel's going to be releasing his new album real soon.
Hell yeah!
And I've heard some of it, and it's legit stunning. And everybody loves some Midnight Youth.
Would you say that it's hectic?
I'd say that it's hectic.
That's a 2-hour call.
I'd say that it's hectic as. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. So if you want to come into the show and talk to us about some of the things we're doing in the arts community, send us an email on kickarts1@gmail.com or give us a like and a message on Facebook. The podcast will be available 5 minutes after the show if you want to go back and listen to the chaos that has been the show. Sorry, Richard, if you're listening. I love you. You're cool. Everybody go out this week and kick some ass. And crimson moons are all I have here to show, but breezing through my spine.